and welcome to Anna with Two Ends. You're here with me, Anna, and this is my English podcast where you can learn English, have fun, and make English part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iVoox, and check me out on Instagram at Anna with _two_ends_English. Now, today I want to focus on vocabulary in a very specific area, and this is vocabulary to do with leaving companies or leaving jobs. Now, the reason that I want to talk about this is, as I've been teaching, I've noticed that students, they lack a vocabulary in this area, but also they use certain words to cover all situations, and that's not quite correct. There's actually quite a lot of vocabulary that we can use to describe leaving a company, and really what it comes down to are two things: whether it's your choice or whether it's your fault that you're leaving the company. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a look at some different groups, and I'm going to explain to you. There's actually quite a lot of vocabulary. I think probably a lot of you will know to be fired, okay? He's been fired, she's been fired, they're going to fire him. But there's actually a lot more, so I hope to make your vocabulary a little bit richer after this episode, and also explain to you what is appropriate to use, because obviously this is a very sensitive situation, and it's also very current as well. A lot of companies have been going through a lot of changes, and all of these words like restructuring, transformation, all of those scary words that actually mergers, you know, acquisitions, all of these words are pretty scary because they often mean change, and that change can come in people losing their job, people leaving, deciding to go to another place, and also just changes, good and bad. So although this is a little bit of a difficult topic, and I understand that, it's important that we talk about it correctly and accurately. So let's start with the first group of vocabulary. And this is about when it's your choice, okay? You're in a company, you're in a job, and you decide to leave that job. Okay, so we can say leave, okay, which is very similar than in Spanish. Okay, you can say leave your job. Okay, it's your choice, okay, for whatever reason. Maybe you feel that you need more of a challenge. Maybe you feel that this company isn't working for you. Maybe you don't like your team. Maybe you have a conflict at work. Let's be honest, that happens. A lot of reasons why people leave their job is maybe they have a blockage from somebody, they have a conflict, and it's just really difficult to resolve. So it could be like that, or it's simply you know, you've been offered a fantastic opportunity and you want to take it. So you can leave the job. The HR version would be to resign. Okay, it's your choice. Resign. Okay, and we resign from a job. Okay, to resign from. You can resign or you can resign from your job. It's your choice. And you hand in your resignation letter. Okay, which is a formal document. Normally you tell your boss, right? And then you have to give them a formal document saying, I'm leaving and this is the date that I'm going to leave, etc. And that's your resignation. Okay, that's the noun. So to resign from, you can say to leave. Also, if you're in a very important job or in a high position, you can step down. Okay, now I really focus in on high positions. I'm saying high, but what I mean is positions that have more responsibility. For example, CEOs, chairmen, politicians. It would be very strange for me to step down from being a teacher. It'd be a little bit dramatic. So you can step down from those roles, which means to resign. Okay, you might see that vocabulary a lot when we're talking about politicians. Maybe if there's been a scandal, they have a lot of pressure to resign, a lot of pressure to step down. And once that pressure has become too much, they often say, I'm stepping down from my role, which means resigning. Maybe there's been a bit of pressure, but ultimately it's their choice to step down. They've taken that action perhaps before they are fired. So that's when it's your choice to leave, to resign, to step down. Okay, it's your choice. The second group is when it's not your choice, okay, you don't want to leave, but it wasn't your fault. For example, taking the whole COVID situation, a lot of businesses have gone through an extremely difficult period and they can no longer afford your job, or it's not viable anymore to have a certain job or a certain team. Okay, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You were performing. You were doing a good job, but the company isn't. So it wasn't your fault and it's not your choice. In this case, the HR kind of formal vocabulary would be to be made redundant. To be made redundant. A company will make you redundant if your post, your position, is no longer viable. Now, there's also some other vocabulary that we could use here. We could also use to be let go. A company will let you go. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your choice. They're letting you go because they can no longer afford your job. Another very similar one is to be laid off. To be laid off. Now, normally laid off and let go are when we talk about large groups of people being let go or laid off at the same time. For example, maybe there's a company that needs to let 5,000 staff go at once. So normally we use those rather than on an individual basis. We use it on a group basis. We could also say to lose your job. Okay, I lost my job. If I tell you that I lost my job, it's not because it was my fault. It's not because it was my choice. It's because the company wasn't doing very well. That's the intonation. That's the subtext. That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my choice. I've been made redundant. I've been let go. I've been laid off. I've lost my job. Now, there is something in terms of redundancy. Redundancy is the noun, which is voluntary redundancy, which is kind of in the middle of it being your choice, but also not. Sometimes when companies go through these difficult periods, they think, okay, we're going to ask our employees if there's anybody that wants to have voluntary redundancy. Before we start to lay people off, let's ask people if they want to leave. And voluntary redundancy can happen for anybody at any point in their career. Some people, if they're towards the end of the career, they're like, perfect, excellent. Maybe you've been working in a company for a long time, in which case it can be very attractive to have voluntary redundancy. But maybe you're at another stage in your career, whatever. So voluntary redundancy is, as it says in the name, voluntary. So the company will offer you a package and you will take it or not. So it's partly your choice, but obviously it wasn't your choice to get to that stage. But some people are very happy to take that. So that's voluntary redundancy. Now let's look at the third group, our third and final group. Now this group is where it was your fault, but it wasn't your choice. Now this is where we use fired. To be fired, the intonation, the subtext there is that you've been fired because you have done something incorrect, something wrong. You haven't been performing, perhaps. Okay, I say something wrong. Maybe that's too strong, but maybe you haven't been performing, okay, in line with your objectives, performance. Maybe you have committed gross misconduct. Gross misconduct is some kind of a violation of the company rules. Maybe you've gone against the rules, you've had many warnings, and this is the final warning. Okay, and that's to be fired. It's your fault. The HR kind of technical way to say that is to dismiss. I would say we're dismissing you. Okay, to say to somebody you're fired is super direct and it's not polite. It's kind of been popularized by this, the show The Apprentice, which started in the UK with an entrepreneur and businessman, Alan Sugar, and he says at the end, you're fired. But obviously that's a TV program and it really doesn't work like that in real life. So to be dismissed or to dismiss somebody is like the HR technical vocabulary. In the UK, it may be different in other English-speaking countries or places, but in the UK, we'd say to be dismissed, which is to be fired. It was your fault. Now, also, you can say to be sacked. To be sacked is a synonym of to be fired. Okay, to be sacked, to be fired. They're both the same. But again, these are informal and they're very direct. You wouldn't use either of these to direct the person in question. You wouldn't use either of them in person directly with that individual. You may discuss it with other people and you would use those pieces of vocabulary, but not to their, basically not to their face. That would be very direct and just not polite or respectful. So, and obviously if you're going through that process with somebody, there's all sorts of things that you have to take into consideration legally. So this is just some of the vocab we use around it. Now, what often happens is that people use to be fired in the redundant group. So they say, he was fired. But it wasn't his fault. It was just that the company was going through a difficult time. So there is a bit of a gray area, but I think it's better to only use fired when it's correct. So for example, if somebody has done something wrong and they've been dismissed from the company. However, if the company is not going well and they need to let a lot of people go, I think it's much better to use pieces of vocabulary from that middle group because it's kind of a more accurate reflection of what's happened and the subtext is clearer, okay, that it wasn't the person's fault and it wasn't their choice. I hope that's helpful. It's a lot of vocabulary. As I said at the beginning, there's actually a lot of vocabulary around this, more than a lot of people think. And it's very important, as I said, that you use the correct terms, especially when you're referring to yourself, and very importantly, when you're referring to other people, so that you give an accurate reflection of what's happened to your colleagues or your friends or your co-workers. And also when you talk about yourself, for example, what has happened to you, maybe if you have had any of these experiences and you go to an interview, for example, you can say, I was made redundant, rather than I was fired. Like the subtext of I was fired is it was your fault and you did something wrong. Whereas to be made redundant, I understand, okay, it wasn't their fault. The company was going through a difficult time and there was no other option. So you see the subtext here. It's very important, the subtext, like the little intonation. What does it mean? Because to be fired is very different from resigning. Okay, so remember the key questions here is it your choice? And was it your fault? So I hope you enjoyed that episode. I love that episode. Sorry, we're getting really into it. I know it's not a very comfortable topic, but it is something that happens a lot and it's important that we can talk about it correctly. So I'm going to wrap up. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you enjoyed that episode or any of Anna with Two N's episodes. By subscribing, you are supporting me and my content. And if you liked the episode, why not share it with a friend or a colleague if you think that this vocabulary could benefit them. So subscribe to Anna with Two N's English podcast, Spotify, iVoox, and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Anna with _2Ns_English. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back for another episode very, very soon. Bye-bye.